Day two of the US president's official visit provided the diplomatic and political centerpiece to this whole trip. Kennedy, Reagan, Clinton, and now Biden. Just four US presidents have addressed the joint houses of the Irish Parliament, and for Joe Biden, this most Irish of American leaders, the occasion carried a deep personal significance.
People of Ireland, it's so good to be back in Ireland. If you forgive the poor attempt at Irish, Tamasha Walia, I'm at home. One word, possibilities. We believe anything is possible if we set our mind to it and we do it together. This is the United States of America and Ireland. There's nothing beyond our capacity if we do it together. And we got to believe that. We got to know that because that's the history of both our countries.
Secretary of State.
Joe Biden has brought a heavyweight entourage to Ireland, including his Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. Economic links, the war in Ukraine, and ongoing difficulties with the peace process in Northern Ireland, all topics of substantive discussion in the President's bilateral with the Irish leader Leo Varadkar.
We really do appreciate your leadership and your personal leadership, both in terms of securing peace in Ireland, but also in trying to protect democracy and liberty here in Europe.
It's not just a sentimental visit. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. We now have a very new and complex geopolitical picture. The fallout from the Ukraine war is changing transatlantic relationships. Brexit is changing transatlantic relationships. Ireland is stepping into a new position for these reasons. And that is something that will be discussed between Ireland and the United States in this visit, even if we don't see it very publicly.
This for all my Irish ancestors.
Of course, the symbolism is ever present. In sounding the peace bell with Irish President Michael D. Higgins, Biden literally giving his ringing endorsement to the 1998 Good Friday Agreement, which brought an end to the 30-year sectarian conflict in Northern Ireland. The public and media reaction has been overwhelmingly positive. The only hesitant reaction came from Michener, Michael Higgins' enormous Bernese mountain dog, which seemed unsure whether approaching a US president might be a breach of protocol. It is with some pride and no exaggeration that the Irish government describes relations between Dublin and Washington as very, very warm. And a relaxed-looking Joe Biden clearly feels he is among friends here. But Thursday's agenda also served to emphasize the serious issues and ongoing challenges that both countries share. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera, Dublin.